Hey guys, welcome back.
Hey Sophie.
Are we even recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, I didn't even know. So, yeah, hey guys, again. Our question is from amorgan_18. They wanted to know, what messages do you prefer from rappers? A political message or when rappers talk about success and other topics? Riches and...
like braggadocious type stuff. Yeah,
shit, you need all that shit. When there's different rappers for all that shit.
I don't want to hear all that shit.
You don't want to hear what?
I don't want to hear all of the latter success and...
Finally famous. I'm not trying to hear that.
I'd rather hear some stuff about, not necessarily politics, but I think I kind of understand where he's going, but stuff that has a message to it.
So you mean
so has it always?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you mean to tell me?
Oh, you got it.
Wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me when we was up at your bachelor party, you wanted to hear political messages and shit? I'm just saying,
bro. Can you repeat the question for me one more time?
What messages do you prefer from rappers?
Prefer.
He got me. Yeah, he got a point. You got a point.
Thank you.
No, I got you.
I knew you were trying to go.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to go that. Okay. I can still. I got you.
All right, keep going.
No, I'm not trying to get you.
No, I know.
I am curious though. Like, so has it always been like that, or is it just came with age, or like?
Oh my.
It's not an age.
It's always been like that. Yeah. Because remember, like, Public Enemy is one of my favorite groups, and they've always had messages to their music. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
But you like Master B, you like UGK, you like 8-Ball, MJG.
Master B, Scarface.
Can you repeat the question for me one more time?
It's what you prefer.
I get you prefer, but you like Master B. It can seem that way, like, because. Is it safe to say that you was listening to 8-Ball and MJG just as much as you?
Now I will say this: I did not like Master P when I first heard
say Master P. 8-Ball MJG or UGK, okay.
But I did not like Master P to Gus B when he first started out because I was like,
you
man,
you're loving it though,
huh?
I said, but you're in the bluffing
because I kind of got it later because I looked, I was like, man, and I, you know, I really want to have
this nigga moonwalking like a motherfucker, right?
Scarface, best discography of all time.
I'm not gonna answer your question.
But if there's a preference, that would be my preference.
Scarface discography best of all time, though.
That was actually
why
the question.
Why didn't Public Enemy discography the best of all time?
Come on, man.
I
prefer it all because every day is not the same.
But if you had a choice.
Oh.
But my choice is all. My it's choice is not just yeah. one or the other. I have no preference. I like all hip hop because every day is not the same, and you know, sometimes you feel one way, sometimes you feel another, and there's
bullshit
different art.
Rap. You're trying to skate around the question. Bullshit. You don't want to answer the question.
Damn.
Answer the question, Rap.
Why are you trying to flip it on me? No. Ken wants you to choose either or.
I can't.
And you can't, or you won't.
I can't.
He won't.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
No. She squished the ass at him too.
I honestly can't because probably out of the crew, I probably listen to the most more ratchet shit than everybody else.
Like, and
I
enjoy.
Well, some of his songs. I don't like him overall as an artist, but when he has a banger, like I like Sosa. So you listen to most of the ratchet shit
out of all of us. So. Seems like you're kind of leaning towards the latter.
Oh no!
Because that's what you listen to.
But I didn't say that. That's
no,
what
said
I listen
to the most.
Out of the crew, I listen to the most ratchet shit.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of us four and a half with five.
I'm about to say that.
because you never see him. He's behind the camera.
It is what it is.
Rod is here. Out of the crew, I listen to the most ratchet shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the political shit too. So I listen to it all. I enjoy it all. I enjoy it at different times.
We need to do more.
Kill him.
Well, my favorite artists have stories of both. So you know, the guys I listen to the most, you know, like Crit. Crit, he talks.
He has the mixture.
Yeah, he has a mixture, and that's the reason why I'm drawn to him. You know, saying the most out of almost every artist. So, you know, and then everybody else kind of stems from
Crit's like my CEO both.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. Hey, that was good.
Thank you, too.
Wait, defend your point, stick to it, carry it out.
Good job.
Never wavered? All right.
Oh, I really don't have a preference.
Damn, B.
I really don't. Seriously.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that at all.
Really?
Sorry, B.
Answer the question, B.
The first. If it was between strictly political and strictly, like, braggadocious.
Successful.
I don't know. B doesn't really listen to political hip hop.
Well, messages, like, political.
He don't listen to that either, though. All that, like,
he likes the Roots
shit
and stuff. He like Roots. Yeah. Either he likes Roots, he likes Tribe Called Quest. All this, like, messages type stuff. Like, that's not wrong.
I don't know.
But I love Coogee Rap, too, though.
Yeah, and he listen to all that.
I like Tribe. You always talking about Tribe.
I love Coogee Rap.
What's that one crew you
Black Thought is like your favorite MC.
Gosh, from Detroit. Clear Soul Forces. They don't really have a message, do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
So you lying, B.
Yeah.
They're conscious.
I listen to Eminem. I can listen to Talib Kweli.
I prefer conscious rap. Maybe political. Maybe that's too small.
I mean, we have
but
to
I think conscious
of,
political
yeah.
goes into
yeah.
the...
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
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 We have to...
Okay, yeah.
Then I listen
to more of that then, I guess.
The conscious
stuff. If you want to put that in that category.
Political or message. I mean, I just like rappers, to be honest. So I guess that would go in the first category. I don't listen to that much braggadocious stuff. But I still like that stuff. It's just...
You, I feel like, are very particular about who's rapping with that
exactly
type of thing.
You're absolutely 100% right. That's what I was going to say.
You don't like just anybody saying that shit because you will just come for them.
I don't mind if you're braggadocious about your skills. Like, I'm the best rapper. I'm the best in the crew.
Yeah.
I'll murder you on the mic. Like, that kind of braggadocious, I love. But I got so much money. I got all these cars. I got all this... You know, all these houses, I got all this shit. I don't want to hear that. I don't care. That doesn't impress me. Rap well. Do that.
I understand Ralph's point. You know, you can't... Sometimes, there are people that don't really have a preference as long as you just make a song that's enjoyable.
Yeah.
But if I was going to... If both of you had an Aesop Rock style of rapping, and if I had to take a preference of... Do I want you to talk about, you know, honesty... The government, whatever, versus you just rapping about your cars and your women. I definitely take the first. I don't want to hear about your material possessions. Basically, that's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't give a shit about your material possessions. Rap well on a beat, and I'll be happy.
What about you, Rob?
He
wasn't ready.
Answer the question, Rob.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready at all.
I probably like the braggadocious stuff more.
Really?
Because but if you do it well, you know what I'm saying? I don't want, like, that's why I
like the, sloppy type of,
yeah, because I can appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? I get that you know, you come from a certain place, you know what I'm saying, that I'm familiar with, and now you have it, and now you want to rap about it. Yeah. I mean, it's honest, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I don't mind the braggadocious type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would prefer that. I enjoy it a lot more, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm at a party, I enjoy it. If I'm, I don't know, riding down the road with my windows down with my 12s, I enjoy it. Whereas I can enjoy conscious stuff as well, but, you know, it's a certain place and time for that. Like, I'm just, I'm having my headphones on, I'm at work, or...
I have to be in
a certain mood for it. Yeah. But if my everyday life, when I'm driving, when I'm working out or anything like that, I'm going to be bumping something like that. So it's only right for me to say that I guess I prefer the braggadocious type stuff.
True.
That's what's up.
True.
So that, well... So relatability doesn't really matter that much. It's more so just kind of what gets you pumped.
No, relatability does matter because, like I said, like a Ross or a Jay, no, I can't relate to the money that they have, but I do relate to the story of how they got
the
come up, the struggle of it. Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate that. So when I hear dudes rapping about it, I was like, hell yeah, I can do that too, and I will do it. So it's almost like inspiring to me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't have it now, but I aspire to have it.
And even like, you know, you growing up where you grew up in Pensacola, you know right. what I'm saying? Like you said, it was hood. You know, I grew up in Miami, and mm-hmm. you saw the Dope Boys, and right. kind of that's the story that they portray. So like, we've seen it in real life. So like, when you hear it, when you hear somebody rap about it, even though they may not live that life anymore, right. you can still put two and two together, and that's why like I could connect to like a lot of that stuff, because it's like I grew up in it. I seen that. Like I know people that were really like that. So when I hear somebody that raps about it, mm-hmm. it's just like, well, shit. Like it's nostalgic for me. It takes me back right. to a certain place and time.
It takes me back to a place in my childhood. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the best place in the world, but as a kid,
me too.
You say you're the opposite.
Yeah, you don't want to go back to that place.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like they're not rapping about being in that place. They're rapping about how they prospered, like how they got out of it.
I just for me, it's like is them. And then there's everybody else. And I feel like...
What you mean?
Like, they have the success, the riches, and everything
but
else.
But they didn't always have it.
I get that. But mm-hmm. at this point in time, when they're rapping and these songs, they're throwing it in people's right. faces.
I don't think they're throwing it. But see, I don't look at it like that. You see what I'm saying? I just don't look at it like that. I mean, I just look at it there.
Oh, man. Watch the throne, dog.
I ain't going to go there.
That seemed like that
I'm not saying...
Thing. The
not,
purpose was
that's just one like, example. I'm not saying all of
But real talk, man. Like when I kind of said that, like when I went to London, like I'm from the hood, and I was in London. It was a point in time I was just there looking around. I'm like, damn, I'm from Lincoln Park, and I'm fucking in London. If I could tell a million people that, I would have, because I just felt happy about it, and I felt like I wanted to tell people that. Not that I'm bragging, but it's just like, yo, I come from nothing, and I'm like miles, me like thousands of miles away from my home, and it's just like, I felt good to be there. And if I was a rapper, I probably would rap about it.
How many songs did you make? That's my whole thing. How many mm-hmm. songs did you make about that one experience? Would you make 5, 6, 7 fucking albums about going to London? No, you'd make one or two songs, right? About your great experience.
Maybe.
That's the difference.
But a whole bunch of references and a whole right. bunch of different songs yeah, because of different yeah. things that you had in London. But it doesn't have to be every song.
But that's the whole point. Like these rappers, that's all they talk about. Like there's nothing else. And like he was saying, it does feel like they're rubbing it in your face because they're not saying in their music, yo, you can be like me. Yo, you can do this too. They're saying, no, you're not like me.
Exactly.
I'm the elite. I'm the shit. I'm on top. And it feels like, why the fuck would I want to put something on that's going to tell me that I ain't shit?
Well,
I'd rather listen to this person that's like, yo, I ain't shit too. And we can both be not shit.
All the artists in that lane like that though, like I feel like there's some that are like that, and I 100% agree. There are some like that. I'm like, I can't listen to you because yeah, you're telling me that I ain't shit.
That's why I said if you do it well, if you can convey the message well, like saying like and make me feel like I can have it too, and I can achieve it. If I believe it, I can achieve it.
Like
type of thing.
You know what I'm saying? If you rap to me, feel like you're
talking to me like I ain't shit and I'm never gonna be shit. Like that, like a lot of Meek Mill's music makes me feel like
but
that.
But you still like Meek Mill.
I don't like Meek Mill like that. I like certain songs.
Like, okay.
Like there's some songs that I like about him, but I don't like him as
a saying, I don't like him.
No,
like
but
that.
But I'm just saying
your door out. I don't like him like that.
But I'm saying,
Rick Ross, I don't like him like that.
I'm a fan of Rick Ross. I'm not a fan of Meek Mill.
Meek Mill makes me feel like,
but I'm not a fan of Meek Mill, but he has certain songs that I like.
Like you ain't shit.
Not all the time though.
When does he ever inspire you to be a
gonna hold me back?
That's inspiring, but I'm just saying,
Mike,
that's inspiring.
When I'm hooping, it's very inspiring. These niggas will not hold me back today.
So you are the prime example of someone that ignores verses and just focuses on the hook.
Well, not all the time.
Right?
Or what did you get out of it?
Right. Let me get what I want out of it and make it a good song.
I don't get what anything else to say, but look. I'm going to court and nobody gonna hold me back.
But look,
I guess that's cool, whatever. That's
yeah,
hard.
I get it.
And that's, to me, a lot of Rick Ross songs, when they're loud and stuff like that, and the hook is so prominent, that's what it is. Let's be honest. But that's what I mainly take of it. I'm not, like, dissecting everything he said in the song. Because I remember in that review, I said I didn't really like that song.
But I like the hook. Man. But the thing is that, you know, they're being braggadocious about it. They're rubbing it in our face.
If you
and
choose
it's, and it's be,
that
it's,
way.
I get that, Rob, but yeah. it's beyond just the music. They do it on Twitter, they do it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constant thing with rappers of that stature. So yeah, if you're making songs about it and about your come up and how you got this and that, you know, I understand Black Excellence, right? That was the theme that you pulled out of Watch the Throne.
Right, right.
I was like, you know what? I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go on Twitter and all you see is the whips and the
Jay doesn't do that. Kanye doesn't stuff. Do that.
He just mean in,
but that's just,
he just mean in general.
Right. That's just Jay-Z.
Kanye does do that, bro.
He did it once upon
talk
a
about
time.
Fashion, I'll motherfucking embarrass you. Talk about, what he said? Talk about cars, I'm motherfucking right, embarrassed. Right, talk right, about cool. bitches, I'm motherfucking embarrass you.
Okay,
talk about any goddamn thing, I'm motherfucking embarrass you.
But here's the thing too, right? Like, and this is just me. I know everybody's not like me, but the more money you have, the more you're gonna spend. You know what I'm saying? That's the majority of people. I'm not saying that you got to go out there and buy a Ferrari, but if you can afford that motherfucker and you want it, you're going to go get it. So these people can afford it.
I brag about it.
But
I understand what
but shit, I came from like cooking in the damn kitchen trying to make this money.
You really and now I act like all these rappers really have these inspiring success stories.
No,
like
this,
that's how you're trying to act.
That's
I'm not saying that's what saying. You're saying, but hold on.
Okay.
You keep saying, well, I came from this, now I'm at this. I came from here and now I'm here. They don't rap about that. All they rap about is here. That's all they rap about. They talk about, I got this, you don't. I got this, you don't. And when I look at these things on Instagram, that doesn't make me think, damn, I'm 36. In like 12 years, I'ma have that. Nah, it's like, shit, I'm never gonna have that. Why the fuck do I wanna see this? I don't. I'd rather go on there and see somebody eating a meal that I might eat, going to a place that I might go to. Huh?
It's relatable.
That's what I meant when I said relatability. I can relate to dudes like that and say, shit, I can relate to Brother Ali. He's been through some fucked up shit and now he's at a better place. I can relate to Slug. He's been through some fucked up shit and he's at a better place.
And he'll probably
I that. Cannot, say again?
And he'll probably admit that.
And yes.
Somebody else would.
Right. I can even relate to someone like a Macklemore, even if you want to call him lame, whatever. I can relate to what he's talking about. I can't relate to a Rick Ross because I don't hear a struggle there. I just hear bragging. This is what I have. When I look at Kanye, I don't even think about his content anymore. Because it's just like, what's the fucking point? All he's gonna talk about is his clothes, his money, and his woman. Three things that I can't relate to at all.
I think for me, when it comes to music, my preference, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that music instills a message. There's some meaning behind it. And somebody can actually take something away from that because they're hearing the words directly. You know, when you're talking about like the come up and somebody get there and you say, oh, somebody has to indirectly pull that out from seeing them show the riches that they have. So it's a little bit more work for them to try to find meaning out of it.
I 100% disagree. I 100% disagree because
I just want niggas to rap.
So who's an example of somebody that's constantly throwing in your face like, oh, you don't have this, you don't
Kanye?
Have that.
Kanye? Jay?
I don't think Jay does
Jay
it.
Jay does do that.
I don't think he does. I think he talks, like I said this before, I think he speaks to different people. He speaks to rappers that think they are him or try to come at him or try to be him. He's like, no, you can't be me in this rap shit. And he talks to the people like me, myself, that's not a rapper or don't have certain things. Like, look, you can have it too. That's the stuff that I pull from
it. I've never
I think heard he him, talks to different people. He doesn't talk to just one person.
I've never heard him reference in any song, you can have this too, ever. I always hear, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. Right. Now, he's not directly saying you don't, but he's not saying right. You can have this too. Here's
but,
how you
but all
do
I'm
it.
Saying is that he's not saying what like, you can't get to this level, you can't do this. He's not saying that is all I'm saying. Same way you're saying he may not be saying you can have, you
right.
can do it too. He's also not saying like you'll never have this.
But when you don't have it and you're hearing somebody constantly talk about what they have, it's just like when you're arguing with these conservatives or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nothing against conservatives, but one of the liberals' biggest arguments is you are the haves, we're the have-nots, and you're always talking about what you have. We don't have that. Yeah, you're not directly saying you can't have this, but it's kind of an implication that you get when that's all you talk about. Now, I think it's even more to that point when this son of a bitch comes to town and wants to charge me $500 fucking dollars for a concert.
Mm.
You're fucking flat out saying,
pricing out,
I'm rich, you should be too, because who else besides a rich motherfucker can pay $500 for a concert ticket? Average dudes like you and myself cannot pay that.
Right,
so that's not inspiring.
Mm-mm.
That's a total
it's
shit
insulting.
In your face. It's
yeah.
insulting. Kanye, same thing. I made you, Kanye. I bought your albums. Mm-hmm. And now you're gonna come to town and say, I have to pay $200 to see you perform the songs that you may not have ever been able to make if I had not bought your albums. Mm. But that's inspiring? Fuck you. All right,
but
you.
My thing is that his ticket prices wasn't always that. Jay right. had to start somewhere, and he probably right. did the same thing that any artist do doing local shows, and I guarantee they wasn't sure. for $100-some. So he's been down that road. He has a certain level of success now. He has all the right to charge what he wants to charge at a concert because he's a certain stature now. Like, he has, he makes a certain amount of money. I mean, he can.
But he
can't do, like, a Tabernacle and charge people $40.
I'm not saying Tabernacle. He can still play these mm-hmm. huge arenas.
Yeah.
Charge me $65.
They do.
To be outside with binoculars and some earbuds. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
I paid $60-some and got pretty decent seats at a J concert.
And I paid up to close to $100, if not $100 or more. But mm-hmm. the price is now what he's doing now. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get Beyonce's part of that right. package.
I don't get it.
So, well, you know, it kind of, I can see how they're saying that it kind of raises the price because she has her own price point as well.
They live together.
But
what?
But, I'm sorry. No, I feel you. You guys are a team, a tandem. So right. why do you guys got to come together? It should be almost, I don't necessarily want to say a gift for the fans to give them both, but it would have been nice. You could come see us both, and we're going to make it affordable. You're not making it affordable.
Right.
You know, you want this to be for the A-listers and the elitists in these cities that can afford it.
This is going to piss me off. All right. Well, thank you, AMorgan_18, for your question. Don't forget to send all of your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com and our Twitter, ask@DEHH. Thank you guys for watching.